Seven people were detained during an operation conducted Tuesday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement at a car wash in North Philadelphia. That's according to advocacy leaders who say they spoke with family members. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
We're gonna keep on moving forward.
Shortly after news broke of the operation at a North Philly car wash, protesters stood side by side outside Philly's ICE field office in Center City. They say of the people detained, six were from Mexico and one from the Dominican Republic. Lenore Ramos Juarez, defense organizer of Juntos, a Latin and immigration advocacy group, said in addition to the detentions, one of its members was deported from the Moshannon Shannon Valley Detention Center.
Despite a pending board of immigration appeal, his deportation was carried out so quickly that his legal team was unable to stop it. Victor is a loving father who has now been heartbreakingly separated from his young daughter. We denounce these detentions and deportations for what they are, a tactic of state violence designed to destabilize our community and instill a culture of fear.
And continuing on his crackdown against immigration, President Donald Trump is expected to sign the Laken-Riley Act Wednesday, which will make it easier for federal immigration officials to detain and deport those without legal status who are charged with crimes. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.